Hello.
Yes, this is like, didn't you request a call back from customer service?
Yes, I did. Because I have to tell you, people, you're doing a good scam on the phone, on Yahoo, because I put it through for KitchenAid and it says $2 shipping that I want a thing, and then you people go and put a thing through for $59 and change through my card, which was declined because I did not approve no sale for $59. Now I'm going to the Better Business Bureau with this because it's nothing but a scam. Okay, you had my card. They closed out my card because of this. Now I have no way of getting to my account because my card was canceled because you people are putting through a fraud. Why did you put through $59 and change on my card when the thing was for $2?
I'll have to get an account pulled up for you so I can see what happened. What's your zip code?
34609.
Right, what's your first and last name?
Lorraine Gamba.
Right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
3474 Portillo Road, apartment 24.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see where you took a survey to try to win a mixer. Is that correct?
Right. And it said I won, and it said it would cost me $2 for shipping.
Okay, we don't charge you anything for shipping. It's an entry to win. There are sweepstakes. You have to read those terms and conditions. It tells you that. And then it tells you that it's going to bill you for what's called a Bitehub meal planning app, and it's $59.89.
Well, forget it. I canceled it out, but I'm still calling. I'm still calling the Better Business Bureau on you people. Thank you, and have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.